Greetings from the Simon Schmid podcast. This is your host, Simon Schmid. Of course it is, the one and only, the 1 in 8 billion, just like you are. And we're back. Oh yes, we are back. Been quiet. It's been a couple of weeks since our last podcast, but seems like we've gone from a weekly podcast to a monthly podcast, but there are reasons for that. But before we dive deep into today's podcast on friendships, I'd like to welcome the new subscribers to the podcast. I'd like to thank the originals for your wonderful messages of support and your questions. And just going to put it out there, if any of you are struggling with anything in your life, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, please get in touch with me, simonschmid.co. Click the Let's Talk button and I'd be absolutely honored to help you. So we've been quiet. Well, I've been quiet. There's no we. It's only one person doing the podcast. But I have been quiet. And there are a few reasons for that. The reasons are the following. I feel like I'm standing about to go into the headmaster's office. But I've been really busy, having hosted my first ever Breakthrough Masterclass, being entrusted by 57 souls to help break through onto the other side, mentally, emotionally, physically. And wow, what an experience. I absolutely loved doing my first ever masterclass on how to break through over a 5-day period, and it was so wonderful. There were some challenges. The first challenge was that we actually couldn't get the live video going on our private group on Facebook. But what actually happened was we went from having 10 souls to having 57 souls because I used my Facebook page, my normal Facebook page, Simon Schmid, and that sparked some more interest, and the group grew. So how wonderful. So it was meant to be, and I refused to not do it. My team were like, no, let's just postpone it and get the group going or restart it. I was like, no, we are going to do it. We're going to break through no matter what. The second part is that I've been quite resistant. I'm not quite sure why, but I've had resistance in doing the podcast. Maybe it's because I've been distracted and all my energy has been on this Breakthrough Masterclass, and also had an influx of new coaching clients and business coaching clients. And yeah, I find myself being resistant and find myself not obviously doing a weekly podcast. But this morning I crushed my resistance because I found myself looking for a problem or looking for an excuse not to create this morning's podcast, this week's podcast. And I was going to jump into the sea like I do every morning, this ice-cold Atlantic sea, starting my day every morning with journaling. Cold water has been absolutely amazing and very transformational. Maybe that's another podcast about the benefits of that. But I said, no, Simon, press the play button, sit down and create this podcast. So here we are. What inspired me to create this podcast on friendships? A couple of weeks ago, I was in the Drakensberg Mountains with some very special friends, friends that I've known since the age of 10. And have been there, seen it all, seen the chapters of my life, as have I. And they are wonderful people, and I'm honored to have them as friends. So having spent time in the Drakensberg with these incredible friends, it inspired me to do this podcast. But the second part of why I wanted to do the podcast is that during that weekend in the Drakensberg, for those of you who have followed my journey and who know my work, I'm a big believer in plant medicine and have experienced a lot of plant medicine over the years, and it's been a big part of my healing and me enjoying the experience of being Simon Schmid, or helping me enjoy the experience more, giving me huge insights into limiting subconscious restraints that I have due to my experiences of trauma and hardship. But for those of you who know about plant medicine, will know that there is a thing called a hero's dose. And that is a large amount of mushrooms consumed, and you have a hero's journey, as they say. And being in such a safe space, being with such special friends, I felt it was the right time for me to embark on a hero's journey. And I did. And wow, was it so insightful for me. It was quite scary at times, but it was incredibly profound and powerful. And for those of you who know as well what a hero's journey is, or a hero's dose, is you may or may not experience an ego death. And I had an ego death in this journey. And it's been fascinating to see how I see life differently. I am showing up as a different man, as a different dad, as a different friend. And one thing I've been struggling with and been really analyzing and assessing and thinking about a lot is friendships and the difficulties of friendships and the challenges of friendships, which we all have, and the beautiful things that we have with friendships. But why I wanted to create this podcast is for those of you who have struggled with friends, have new friends, I want you to just listen to what I have to say. And by no means you have to agree with me. I'm just sharing my experiences and my insights into what I think can help people understand friendships and the challenges we may have with a friend. Spending a prolonged time in Cape Town, very lucky to have been spending so much time here, I have seen friends that I've been friends with for many, many years. And the God's honest truth is that the friendship has run its course. And I found myself feeling quite sad about that. I found myself feeling quite frustrated, really, that why has this friendship run its course? And there's been not from an argument or any issue. It's just the friendship's run its course. And why I know friendships run their course is because people change. People go on different journeys. People's lives change. People see the world differently. People become different. And your friendship will be different because you're different. And it's really nothing personal. It's just that the friendship has run its course. But what's been so beautiful is that as old friendships have run its course, and I've been blessed with the opportunity to have some amazing new friendships, unexpected friendships, meeting people in the water in the mornings that I've become friends with, meeting people through mutual friends. That has been incredible. So as the one door's closed with these old friendships ending, new friendships have been opened up because I'm more available to having new friends. And this is just incredible. And I really feel really excited about these new friendships that have started. And I think people need to realize that old friendships come to an end. new friendships open up, and you need to embrace that. And I think holding those experiences and those memories with old friends are very important, very, very important. The fact that you've changed and you're a different person doesn't mean you can't celebrate those friendships and the memories and experiences you've had. But one thing my dad always said to me from a young age, he said to me, your friends will be on one hand. But the friends you'll have on one hand will sometimes be the friends you don't expect to be on your one hand. And that is so true. I'm fortunate enough to have friends that are on my one hand, real friendships that are on one hand, people that I can call in the middle of the night, people that would be there for me no matter what. Sometimes we don't talk all the time, but they're on my one hand. And I want to share a beautiful story about a person that is on my one hand who I never thought was, really. We were acquaintances, and he's a terrific guy and very popular guy, very well-loved guy in Cape Town and all over the world. Actually, he's got friends all over the place. Just a terrific guy, great human being. But we were never particularly close. And rewind a few years ago, going through a very difficult time in my life, I found myself being very isolated, going within and just trying to recalibrate and redesign myself. And this particular person kept trying to get in contact with me, and I just kept avoiding the phone calls. And I was walking in Lion's Head by myself, like I was, a lot of alone time. And I bumped into this friend of mine, and he pointed his finger at me and he said to me, "Answer your fucking phone. I'm your friend. Answer your phone." And I was like, I found myself feeling so shameful. I was like, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I've been avoiding your calls." And what has developed is an amazing friendship. Having spent an extended time in Cape Town, he's hosted me, he's always made an effort with me, we've always checked in with each other, and, you know, I don't need to mention names, but he's a wonderful friend. He's on my one hand, and he's also gone through a very difficult time over the last couple of weeks, having lost his father, who was an absolute legend of a man, and being able to be here and support him. And it's made our friendship stronger. So, Warren Adler, honored to be your friend. Love you so much. And I thank you for that day when you pointed your finger at me and said, "Answer your fucking phone, Simon." So, how beautiful to be able to say you've got friends on one hand. And I think we need to identify that as human beings. Who's on your one hand? Who are the real friends that have got your back? Because sometimes you think your friends are on that one hand, but they actually should be. There's other friends that should be on that hand and other friends that shouldn't be. So to the friendships that have come to an end, thank you for the experiences. Thank you for the memories. We are on different journeys. I wish you guys well. And I think that also needs to be celebrated. For when friendships run their course. To the new friends, wow, how incredible to have met you guys in such different environments, in the sea, through other people. Amazing. And people from all over the world that I've met just being in Cape Town. So exciting to have connected with different people and have different friends. Really excited to see what comes in the future for our friendship. So what I really, the main takeaway for this week's podcast, this month's podcast, shall I say, is like with a relationship, when being dumped or your marriage comes to an end or, you know, you go through a difficult breakup. Yes, it's difficult. But the relationship of why it's difficult is based on how the ego is. You know, I've got this quote, if it's not life-threatening, it's ego-threatening. But when you can realize that it's nothing personal, you're just not suited. And I think the same applies for friendships. It's nothing personal. You're just different. It's not a judgment on that person. It's not like, I don't want to be friends with that person. You've just moved on. You've moved away from each other. You're different. Things have changed in your life. You live your life differently. You have different interests. Your friendship has come to an end. It has. And it's really nothing personal. But a lot of people I see fight with friends, have friendships that don't serve them, that make them frustrated. Why are you having those friendships? Having friendships with people that bring out the worst in you. Why are you having those friendships? They're not healthy. But when you can be courageous enough and say, this friendship is not serving me well, and detaching yourself from that, and realizing that it's nothing personal, you can keep those memories and those experiences that you've had in that friendship and hold them together. Because I think we have experiences and we have moments with people that need to be cherished from the past. They need to be cherished. They need to be celebrated. You need to hold those memories intact. But when you're in a friendship where there's fracture and there's arguments and there's this same pattern of behavior repeating itself, you need to detach from that and keep those memories and keep those experiences together and love that and cherish that and move away from the current situation, that friendship. I want to share another little story with you of a person that is also on my one hand. We've been friends for, I actually don't even know how long, possibly 18 years. And we were always friends, acquaintances. But we went through a very difficult time in our lives personally at the same time. And we found ourselves supporting each other. We found ourselves connecting with each other and being there for each other. And our friendship has actually developed into like a brotherhood. And we argue and we have disagreements. But we have become like family because of the support we gave each other through an incredibly difficult, difficult time in our lives. A time that our lives were in free fall. I mean, it was just crazy what was happening to both of us at the same time. And yes, we had a common theme of what was going on in our lives, but the support we gave each other bonded our friendship. So it laid a foundation that we classify each other as brothers. We're basically family. So to my wonderful friend, my talented friend, my unique friend, my eccentric friend, Bassa Aspinall, I love you so much. We've been through so much together. And I just want to let you know that I absolutely cherish you. And you are unfortunately a brother. And then another little story I'd like to share this with you. And I think going back and looking at how you've become friends and how you've become so bonded with someone, give yourself the time and sit back and think about that and realize how beautiful that is, that you have this friendship that's like become a brotherhood, or like this person has become like a family member to you, or your, and is so involved in your life and as a support, as an anchor. Who are those people to you? Do you even celebrate the experiences you've had with those people? I have one more story about a person that was a client. And was a client and was always a friend. I actually was friends with his dad before him through riding motorbikes. And then we started working together. I started coaching him around the Dakar Rally and doing Red Bull Romaniacs. And we've just got this, we've developed this wonderful friendship. And to a person that will have my back no matter what, as will I. We've traveled, we've done some radical trips. We find ourselves stranded in places, challenges with cars breaking down, lots of funny experiences, traveling around Europe, being in different countries, traveling to Lesotho. And I just want to let you know that I cherish our memories, I cherish our experiences, and honored to be your friend as well, buddy. David Thomas, looking forward to some more adventures and some more curveballs on our adventures. So guys, think about who your friends are, celebrate them, hold those memories together, ask yourself some questions. Are those friendships serving you? Have you outgrown each other? It's nothing personal. People change, chapters of life change. Who's on your one hand? Have they been there forever and you didn't even know that? You didn't even acknowledge them? Acknowledge your friends. Be open about how much you love them and cherish them. Celebrate them. It's so, so, so important. There's one particular person I want to end this podcast off with that has been a massive supporter. He has been a tremendous friend to me for a very long time. And this person is one guy that I know, he's a special human being. Like with all the other friends I have, this guy is particularly special. He's never changed. He's got the same energy, the same love for life, the same humor. And he's always been there. He's always checked in. He's always made an effort. He's always protected me and supported me in the things that I wanted to do and always just checked in. And having spent that time in the Drakensberg with him got me thinking about obviously doing this podcast, and I was inspired to do it actually because of him and the magic friends that I had and that wonderful weekend and the journey that we went on together. So Jamie Stockley, my wonderful friend, you've seen it all, buddy. You were there when my mom was murdered. You were there for me at school. You were there for me last year, this year, the year before last. I mean, you've just always been there. I'm incredibly proud of you, your achievements, the person that you've stayed being. You're just a magic, magic person, and I'm so lucky to have you in my life, and you've always had my back, so as do I, and I just want to celebrate you, buddy. Just want to celebrate you. And then to finish off, there's another friend of mine who we had lost contact for so many years. We met through clubbing at young ages and going to raves and illegal raves at a young age. And we reconnected a few years ago, and she's just given me so much courage to be able to be who I've wanted to be and do the things I wanted to do in my career, and like given me such amazing gifts and helping me with my work and being a sounding board and giving me advice and helping me build this course that I've done, my Breakthrough Masterclass, building my website, you know, just being so amazing, like, you know, when she didn't need to be, you know, just. So Karen, I cherish our friendship so much. I'm so glad we reconnected a few years ago. The laughs we've had, the memories, the help you've given me, the support you've given me. Wow, just blown away how you've been such a big supporter of me and helping me live this new life that I've embarking on. And I couldn't have done it without you. The work that I've done, the helping me with the Breakthrough Masterclass, helping me with my websites, giving me great advice, but just also being such a great friend. I love you so much, and I'd be nowhere without you. But I mean, I could keep thanking many, many more people, but for those of you who have got some insights and got some takeaways with this podcast about friendships, give it some thought, live in your truth, celebrate your memories with friends, acknowledge when friendships have come to an end, who's on your one hand, and that's all I want to share with you. So wonderful to have now recorded this podcast. But just to finish off, for those of you who have anything in your life that you're struggling with, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, wanting to break through, wanting to get some insight into something that's going to help you see your life differently, please get in touch with me, simonschmid.co. I'd be honored to help you. And for those of you who are interested in the upcoming courses and workshops that I'm going to be hosting, please like the Facebook page, Simon Schmid, or go to Instagram, Simon Schmid. Follow me and join our community. Lots of love, guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'm out.